Well, thank you for coming, everybody. It's nice to see so many of you here. And I also want to say hello to the people who are watching the live stream, because I know some of them. So hello, everyone. Hello, Mum and Dad. I was asked to talk to you about soliciting donations of data for Wikidata to follow on from Jen's talk, but I decided I didn't want to do that. And Jen's already hinted slightly at the reason. What I want to talk to you about is working in partnership with data providers. And that partnership word is the most important one. I have worked with people who have simply said, here's some data, thank you very much, goodbye. But that's not very satisfying, and it doesn't really serve them very well. They will get more out of it as well if they stay in partnership with us. If we work collaboratively to not only upload the initial data donation, but we can work with them to help them improve their data. And I'll demonstrate how using a couple of examples. And then they can work with us to keep things up to date. And we can have an ongoing cordial relationship where we communicate in a two-way process in order to resolve any issues that either they or we discover in the data over time. You all know the website Quora. How many of you use it? Can you give me a show of hands? Okay, a few of you. It's not a wiki, it's not an open content site, although they do allow quite a lot of reuse, but it is a free-to-use site, and it's a question and answer website. So it's a different way of sharing knowledge than the way we do on Wikimedia projects, but it aligns quite closely with what we're trying to do in terms of making knowledge available to the general public. And as often as not, you'll find a Quora answer includes a link to a Wikipedia topic or page anyway. So this is the Quora page about Vienna in Austria. You'll never guess where I first used these slides. And that's what it looks like. And the web address for that has this little slug at the end of it, Vienna, Austria 3, which is the unique identifier in Quora for that topic. So all the questions about the city of Vienna in Austria are linked under this web page, which has that unique identifier. So it's obviously sensible for us to tell people when they query Wikidata that there is some more information about Vienna that you may wish to access over here on Quora under this the URL that this unique identifier forms. So the first thing to do, and I did it, is to propose a property for Wikidata. You all know Wikidata properties, I hope, or you're at least here to learn about them this weekend. And each property has to be proposed, discussed for at least 7 days, and then it can be created. Sometimes the process takes a lot longer than that if it's contentious, but for something like this, it's fairly straightforward, and it usually happens after a week or two. So once we've done that, we need to tell the community that we're planning to do an automated import of a large amount of data. If you're importing 1,000 items, you just go ahead. But if you're looking at importing 100,000, it's worth announcing it beforehand to the community so that people can be prepared to see a lot of editing going on, maybe a lot of updates to things on their watch list. Maybe somebody might have a concern that they want to discuss with you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is an example of an ID using that property added manually once the property was created. So the first thing I did for this particular data donation, after I'd had a discussion with Quora, was to announce to the Wikidata community, I'm pleased to announce we've got this massive donation. It was actually 1.5 million topics, but a lot of them weren't suitable for Wikidata. But we'd already matched 259 offline before we started to do the automated import. And I announced this on the 24th of December. So many of you will know that's the day before Christmas. So I, in the same announcement, wished everybody a Merry Christmas. And I was full of seasonal bonhomie. This is a really good warm glow feeling for Christmas. And what happened within a few minutes? Somebody proposed the property for deletion. Not a very nice thing to do at all. Certainly not at Christmas. Now, the problem with this is the people from Quora are watching this. I've told them the property's being created. I've given them a link and said, why don't you go and read, you know, what's happening? And the first thing they see is this community who have approached them and said, please, can we have your data? And can we work in partnership with you? Is that community just turned around and bitten them on the ankle? It's not a very nice thing to do. You have to think about this in their terms. This is a professional organization. It's not a community project staffed by volunteers. And they would expect people to work with them in a professional manner. And you wouldn't do this in a professional context. But unfortunately, in a community like Wikidata, these sorts of things happen. So one of the things we need to do as a community is to think how we can reduce the likelihood of this happening and deal with cases of where it does, so that it doesn't harm the potential relationships we have with our partner organizations. You can see there that after the first person, I've blanked the name out with a red block, after they'd promoted it for deletion, somebody else went off on a rant because they don't like Quora. I mean, they're having a go there about some blog post that accuses them of not behaving properly and all the rest of it. I'd already checked with Lydia that she was quite happy for us to work with Quora. But again, this is done in the public gaze and in the eyes of Quora. So it's not very good. Eventually, the matter was resolved and it was clearly decided that we should keep the Quora ID property. It's a very good thing for Wikidata. But if you look at the date on the decision to keep it, the 12th of June this year, 6 months that was open, and all the time Quora was saying to me, are you sure this is going to be okay? You told us this would never get deleted, but why hasn't it been closed? So that's a great concern. A little bit more about how I actually talked to Quora. I contacted them cold. I sent them a feedback message through their website and said, please escalate this immediately to your management team because it's not a frontline support issue. But I'm a guy who works with Wikidata as a volunteer. So that's a red flag for them immediately. You know, who the hell is this contacting us? But then I do some name dropping. I say, I've already done things like this with the BBC and the Royal Society of Chemistry. And that is your foot in the door. That gets you their attention a little bit more. And of course, the next time I did it, I said, and I've worked with Quora. And then you say to them, well, you know, this is what we'd like to do. We'd like to get a load of your data that you'd normally treat as commercially sensitive. And we'd like to put it out in a free project that anybody can reuse. But what's in it for you? How do we persuade you that it's good for you to give that up to us? Well, there's a couple of things. It will make it easier to put lots of links to your website on Wikipedia. I can't promise that will happen. That's not why we're doing the project. But if people want to do it, it will make it very easy. And that could well work in your favor. Not only that, but we will match your IDs that you're going to give us with all the other IDs that we already know. And we will give all that back to you free. So our volunteers and our software will find the VIAF identifiers for the people and the ISBNs for the books and whatever else it might be in your data set. And we'll give it back to you free. And you can do what you want with that then. Obviously, you'll have to decide whether you've got a business case for that in Quora. And we will let you know if we spot any errors in your data. So we know there are some duplicates because I'd already played around with the data for a bit. I've been using Quora for a while anyway. We'll give you this data, this reporting of bad data, duplicates, things that we think are incorrect. And again, it's up to you then to decide whether you want to fix it or ignore it or do what you want. But we will give you that and we will give you access to the free tools that exist on Wikidata to allow you to see statistical summaries and error reports and usage patterns and things like that that you might find useful. And thankfully, they jumped at that. They saw this as a great opportunity. And once we'd done the data matching, we did it in Mix and Match, which is one of Magnus's tools. And I do have to say, although Jen has a point about some of the software interfaces, Magnus has done a brilliant job with Mix and Match. Once we got this data matched and they'd started to see the results, they wrote this blog post and gave us quite a lot of good publicity. And I would urge you, if you're in this position where you're working with a data partner and they're giving you data and you're giving them back, or we as a community are giving them back feedback and statistics and the rest of it, get them to write it up. Get a blog post, get them to write something for the Wikimedia blog if they won't put it on their own blog, because that helps you sell this idea to the next partner organization. It helps you to inform your fellow volunteers about what's going on, and it generally promotes the idea of Wikipedia as a promotes Wikidata as a collaborative partnership type of organization that benefits other people and isn't just in it for itself. So they wrote that blog post. And they then went one better. They decided to put a link to Wikidata. You can see it's halfway down the right-hand side of this screen on the management page for each topic. And if I hovered my mouse over it, in the bottom left, you can actually see that the URL pops up with a link to Wikidata. I'm sorry I didn't highlight that, but it's in the very bottom left. So other people who are using Quora can now see that there's a Wikidata item about this and link to it and use it. And that's, again, beneficial to us. One of the things that came out of it, I've already mentioned slightly, is there were lots of duplicates. Because Quora is curated by its membership, a bit like a wiki, people can create another topic about Austria, about Vienna in Austria. Somebody had created one about Vienna, Austria. Somebody had created one about Wien, or how you pronounce it. Somebody here should be able to tell me the German pronunciation of Vienna. Thank you. By getting these error reports saying there were more than one matches in Wikidata, they were able to merge their items together and resolve those duplicates. That obviously works in their benefit and helps them with their mission, but it doesn't cost us anything extra. And it was the lever that got us this data and this good working relationship. They then announced that and this isn't something we discussed very much with them in the initial stages, they were going to add locations to all the topics like Vienna that were about places, and then add maps to all the topic pages. We've still to persuade them to use OpenStreetMap rather than Google Maps, but one thing at a time. But this entirely came from importing Wikidata's coordinates using the matches that we'd done in Mix and Match. And then they announced they were going to use the same data set to identify people, instance of human, because then they know that topic needs to be watched more closely because, you know, BLP issues like we have in Wikipedia. And they can start to look at, is this person a parent or a child of another person who has a Quora topic, in the same way you can see parent and child relationships in Wikidata. And that helps them to build a logical data structure within their own data, again, at no cost to us. But we make Wikidata so that other people can use the data to do interesting things. And that's what this is. Do you all know constraint violation pages on Wikidata? For those of you who don't, we write some rules that say, you know, if you put a date of death after the date of birth, before the date of birth, or if you have a date of birth for a church, there's something wrong. And we did this for Quora. We wrote a set of rules as to what you should and shouldn't have, like only one match per item. And this is an example, again, of those duplicates. So here you can see some places, some of which are in India, some of which are in Philadelphia. That's PA at the end of the stubs. And there's two for each place, two Quora IDs for each place. So Quora then employed some staff. Can you hear me okay? It's gone very quiet over here. Yeah, okay. They then employed some staff specifically to resolve all these duplicates and to add more data to Wikidata. They actually provided me with spreadsheets with the matches in, and I uploaded them using quick statements. But they employed staff to do that. They were getting so much benefit from this and seeing so much good in it that they actually spent resource dealing with it. And here is the history of the constraint reports page. And you can see the big red minus numbers as line after line of constraint violations is removed by those guys, and they resolve them by dealing with the duplicates, dealing with things that had typographical errors that weren't allowed, like accented characters and so on, cleaning up their data as they went. And every time they did that, they fixed the item in Wikidata as well. So we got the benefit that they were employing staff who were fixing the stuff in Wikidata. Moving on from Quora for a while, I was then able to go to Songkick, who keep a database of concert tour dates for rock bands and pop stars and musicians. And by saying to them, I've just done this project with Quora, here's some Quora blog posts for you to read, I was able to persuade Songkick, who are again a commercial organization, to release their data to us. And they've done a similar process of looking for the constraint violations and checking for errors in their data as a result of this. And they wrote a blog post. In fact, they wrote a very long blog post about the benefits of the relationship to them. So no doubt when I deal with another data partner, this and the Quora blog post will help me with that. And we have a snowball effect. We also record these matches, or rather these partnerships, on Wikidata where we're using identifiers. So all the examples I've shown you so far, Quora and Songkick, we're looking at identifiers. So we have this page called Wikidata for Authority Control. The links are already on the Etherpad, by the way. And here's the entry for Quora on there, which tells you how they're using our identifiers in their data. And this whole page is a list of people who use Wikidata identifiers to disambiguate things on their own data. And that means when Quora talk to another data partner that they have and we perhaps don't yet, they can say, we refer to this as Q12345. Check whether you're referring to the same Wikidata item and we'll know we've got a match. So not only are we using their identifiers to talk to other people, but they're using our identifiers to talk to other people. We did some work with DBLP, which is the German organization that disambiguates and records the biographies of computer scientists. Hello, they're in the room. And the data set that they kindly provided was excellent because, first of all, they'd already done the matching to Wikidata. You can see in the third white column along all the Wikidata IDs. So that made my life really easy. There was no putting this in mix and match. We could go straight ahead with quick statements and add them all. But then they also gave me their other data, their GND identifiers, their VIAF identifiers, their ORCID identifiers, the Google Scholar identifiers, and more besides. So not only are we trading our own identifiers with each other, but we're sharing all the others in both directions in this case. And that's really useful. And again, DBLP have done more work since using some of this to check for duplicates or mismatches and feeding in additional data as they add new identifiers to their own system. So thank you for that. Then I worked with SNAC, which is an American-based project with producing identifiers, and they hadn't done any matching to Wikidata, but they'd done matching to Wikipedia. So a little bit of spreadsheet work. You get rid of all the prefix, the wikipedia.org/wiki/, and you keep the article title. Then you feed that into Google Sheets using the Wikipedia and Wikidata add-on. That will resolve the Wikipedia article titles back to a QID for Wikidata, and away you go with quick statements again. And obviously you have to strip out the prefix from the ARC URL as well. But once you've done that, you're straight in with a set of confirmed matches. I'm nearly finished. One thing I wanted to talk about is an issue that we sometimes come across when we're dealing with European data sets. Wikidata takes the view that this sort of data isn't copyrightable. It's not a creative work. And that works in most of the world, including in America, where all this is held. An issue that sometimes comes up for us in Europe is that we have a separate European Union piece of legislation about database rights, which says if you've done the work to compile a database, you own the rights to that collection of data, if not the individual data points. And so far, we've got through that by what in English we call a gentleman's agreement. We've agreed that nobody has a problem with this, but we haven't gone down the road of requiring OTRS emails, which is where we ask somebody to email a formal permission for a CC0 or a public domain license to a set of Wikipedia volunteers who have special access to a system to record all that sort of stuff. And that's something we might have to consider in the future when we're dealing with European partners. Outside of Europe, as I say, not so much of an issue. So to sort of summarize my key points, we're not really about asking for data donations, or we shouldn't be. We should be about asking for partnership with people, a collaborative, ongoing process. We should be professional about how we deal with these organizations. We need to avoid the deletion of debates that are obviously going to go nowhere but last for 6 months, the offensive comments about the organizations we're dealing with, which are frankly inappropriate in that sort of relationship. We then need to work with the organization to help them to understand what we want and how they can provide data to us. Don't forget to ask if they have any other identifiers that will help with the matching process. Don't just ask simply for their own identifiers. Keep an iterative loop going of feeding back any duplicates, any errors in formatting that don't match the regular expression that defines how the identifier should be formatted, and get new information back in when new people are added to the partner organization system. And finally, get them to blog about it and write about it so that we have a public record of what we've done. We can do that. I can write a blog post, but it carries so much more weight if the external organization is the people to do that. And I have to say, a lot of the organizations we work with have been very generous and very willing to spend their time doing that because they've got so much benefit out of it. And I've said to them, this will help us with other people. So I'm happy to answer any of your questions. I'm also happy for you to contact me online if your questions occur after this event, or if one day you have the offer of a partnership or a data donation and you're not sure how to proceed. So, well, 5 minutes left, but I think I'm done. Thank you all very much for your attention. And do we have any questions? Over here.
Hi. So I'm on the GeneWiki project.
Oh, hi.
And so we've dealt with this sort of stuff a lot. And yep. One of the things that data providers usually ask us is, so because of the grant cycle,
yes.
If you produce data, you need to show citations or metrics that people are using it yep. in order to get more money to produce more data,
sure.
right? So they ask us, how are we sure that people are going to cite us for this data, or can we get metrics to show like how many people are using this data or how connected it is, or something like that? So
I'm afraid the answer is there's only a limited amount you can do with that, because we're under a public domain license. And we let people reuse stuff. They won't cite that they got stuff from Wikidata necessarily. And they certainly won't cite you specifically.
Yes.
But you can certainly show your funders how much Wikidata is using your stuff.
Right. Yes.
And how many items it's used on and how many items link to those. And quite possibly then how often they're used in Wikipedia articles.
So is there a good way to get those metrics?
Yes. On the talk page of every Wikidata property, along the top are a series of pre-configured Sparkle queries, one of which just says count, another one says current uses. And then you click that and hit the run button and you'll get the results. Or you can then develop your own Sparkle query. So you can say, how many times are our identifiers used on, I don't know, items about people who were at university in Germany, or people who are still alive, or people who have papers that were cited by other papers, or whatever you want to find out. And there are additional tools like Beacon. I'll stick a link to that onto the Etherpad later, where you can say how many of the people with our identifier on Wikidata, or buildings or whatever it might be, genes in your case, how many of the items that use our Wikidata, how many of the items that use our identifier on Wikidata also use this other identifier? So a really fun one to do that I did in the UK recently was how many members of parliament are in the Internet Movie Database because they've been on a quiz show or they've played themselves in a stock comedy program or something. So, you know, you could get quite disparate databases and link the IDs together with the Beacon tool or with a query in Sparkle. So you can get quite a lot of information out like that, certainly. Don't think there is. I've never actually looked for that. But I don't think that's particularly relevant, because the only people who are looking at pages on Wikidata are Wikidata editors who are updating them or fixing them. The way most people will get the data who are actually going to use it will be through the API or through a Sparkle query. And that doesn't give you a page view. So that's, unlike Wikipedia, that's less of a relevant figure.
That's available? The accesses of the API, is that
Jens,
available?
Do you know that? I don't think so, but
Surely everything is logged somewhere, and probably someone can produce some numbers. I wouldn't know how to start with looking for that.
I think we'll have to get back to you on that.
Yeah, it's actually a good question. Since I have the microphone, maybe I can also remark something. So you mentioned the very unfortunate EU database directive, and there's some movement in EU copyright legislation at the moment, and it would be extremely helpful if any one of you ever had a data donation and that had some trouble with the EU database directive. I would really, really love to hear that story and collect it. And since this is being recorded, let's not get into it, but it would be more helpful than you might imagine at the moment.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Any other questions? We have time?
Yeah, a very short one, 20 seconds. 1 minute. Okay.
Since it's very short, Andy, I'd really like to thank you for everything you've been doing on Wikidata. Been seeing your work for the last 10 years, and you've been championing this through a lot of the community craft and these sort of things. So it's just a thank you.
Oh, flattered. Thank you very much indeed. Is that perhaps a good note to end on?
Yes.
Yeah, let's quit while we're ahead. Thank you all very much indeed.